Hello, you're talking to Trav the Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at beef, pretty theft, crazy things that happen in your browser, and so on. As we all know, the number one way people break in is over phishing attacks, right? Or an email, or a website that you get tricked going to. And next thing you know, your creds have been stolen and someone's doing something nefarious. So you may wonder what's happening behind it, what type of tools do they use, what type of activities are they performing, is it just one lone man sitting there typing in HTML trying to get you, or is it a bank of machines, is it Skynet, I don't know. You may have these questions. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the ways that my red team does these activities. Tip for you. Check out Beef, the browser exploitation framework. Check out the rules engine, which is ARE, Automatic Rules Engine, and check out Pretty Theft. Now, here's how it works. You get an email, you get a link, right? And you open up that link. In that browser session, it's going to enumerate several things from your machine. Basic HTTP looks at the user agent string. What type of OS are you running? What type of browser are you running? Do you have any plugins? Those type of things. That is HTTP 101. Those are the foundational blocks of every sort of web analytics. You know, you get reports out of Google all the time. This is what happens whenever you open a web page. Every single web server gets those information. The second stage of that is downloading additional plugins that run in your browser that pull additional information from your computer. And that allows them to do some fingerprinting. What are you running? What websites have you visited recently, right? Cookies, if they're global, those types of things. So this additional information goes back, right? And if you're using something like Beef, the browser exploitation framework, it allows to simultaneously get all this information and make some decisions. Now in the good old days, right? It was one man alone typing into a shell and figuring out, okay, I'm gonna run these exploits against Netscape or what have you. Today, what ends up happening often is within the Beef page, once you have the information back, it will run several rules. These rules are executed by ARE, the Automatic Rules Engine. They're little JSON files that basically say, if this, then that, right? If it's this browser, do this. If it's a Mac, do that. If it's a Windows, do this other thing. And based on that, you can deliver very specific payloads. One of those very specific payloads that is often used in a phishing attack is called Pretty Theft. I just like the name of that. Not Petty Theft. That would be petty, and we're not petty around here. We're hackers, and hackers is serious business. Serious. Also, side note, in the ARE, you can run Clippy. If you just want to like annoy people and just say, hi, it looks like you're about to get owned. Would you like to? Hacking is serious business. Pretty Theft. What Pretty Theft does is it pops up a login prompt customized, hence the pretty part, to look like major services. You could have a Windows dialog box. Hey, we need your Windows network credentials. You could have a Facebook. Your Facebook session is timed out. Please enter your creds. LinkedIn, those types of things. So in that browser, you get popped up and says, hey, type in your creds, and you start typing, and you click OK. When you click OK, of course, you figure out you've sent them creds, I've been owned. Even if you catch what you're doing quick enough, like you type in your name and half your password and go, wait a minute, this doesn't seem legit. Because it's JSON and it's real-time exchanging information, it captures every single character, even if you don't hit OK. Kind of interesting that way. And then, of course, the bad guy has your creds and he can do whatever he wants. But those are the types of things that was happening in the first stage of any major phishing attack if they're using something like the browser exploitation framework Beef. There you have it. Take a look. Check it out. Are you using Beef? Using ARE? What kind of cool rule chaining have you set up? Hit me up in comments on social media. Have a good one.